digital, key to turnaround, not just testing. The fourth industrial revolution, centered around digital technology, has had a profound impact on industries and companies, disrupting and enabling them at the same time. Consider what the music industry offered back in the early 2000s. Concerts helping companies sell bundled music through CDs versus what the industry offers now. Unbundled music through online streaming that assist companies to sell concerts. Digital technology has completely changed the way multiple industries function, making it necessary for companies to either shift from bricks to clicks or establish synergies between the physical and the digital world. In formulating such strategies, executives usually choose a path that attempts to mitigate the impact of digital disruption on the revenue. While doing so, executives tend to, firstly, create think tanks or independent startups in the Silicon Valleys of the world that have separate budgets and KRAs to propel the bigger ship towards innovation. Secondly, executives initiate the lean way of working by experimenting on the go for certain products in order to explore the possibility of synergies. Lastly, executives approach digital as a way to reduce costs and increase the efficiency of processes. While these methods can help companies test the digital waters, these cannot ensure a turnaround. Independent units are likely to unveil quickly and help the parent think better, but these can never become the armory, as it's almost impossible for a boat to tow a ship, even with the best management processes. Next in the order, lean management can help produce good results for startups and some extremely sorted companies. But for complex organizations, the result might not even reach the senior leadership teams because of the very nature of the path, that is, bottom up. At last, using digital just as a way to improve efficiency limits the overall scope and advantages that come along. In studying how incumbent companies have moved to the World Wide Web, we've learned that true innovation is possible only when digital is incorporated in every process and digital first becomes a mission, making it a part of an organization's core. Instead of focusing on ground-up testing, executives should be looking within. Inspired by the framework of digital leadership by Harvard Business School professor Sunil Gupta, the article will attempt to highlight focus areas and approaches taken by companies to rethink leverage. Business model innovation. Customer and data. Rethink customer requirements. John Deere evolved from selling tractors to managing their customers' farm by improving farm productivity with the help of data analytics and partnerships. Leverage customer data. Netflix analyzes big data collected as a part of its user behavior and buying pattern to recommend shows based on preferences. Their customer retention rates are as high as 93%. Competitive advantage. Exist across industries. Alibaba's retail marketplace caters to buyers and sellers working in industries ranging from automotive to chemicals, pharmaceuticals to semiconductors. The company operates across multiple industries. Become customer-centric. Tesla receives highest customer loyalty compared to other car companies with an overall satisfaction rating of 90% and 80% customers making a repurchase. Along with making great products, the company owns the complete customer journey, ensuring great customer experience throughout the funnel. Optimize network effects. Facebook's 2.5 billion user base is exposed to millions of businesses on the platform, making Facebook one of the world's biggest marketplaces. Over the years, the company has cultivated its users and merchants to create two-sided network effects, helping it create an open market. Innovate processes. Amazon uses customer buying pattern for its patent anticipatory shipping model. The company uses predictive analysis to stock products at its fulfillment centers in order to increase its profit margins and save on the delivery time. Value proposition. Build complements around your flagship offering. Complements that make Apple's hardware product more attractive include iTunes, iCloud, and the App Store. By creating an ecosystem of offerings around the iPhone, Apple increases customers' switching costs and ensures repeat transactions. Move from selling products to selling experiences. Starbucks eliminates the need for a customer to wait, to pay, or to get a coffee. With the order ahead feature in the company's application, a customer avoids painful movements in favor of a seamless experience. Create a marketplace. Reliance Jio has connected its 400 million network subscribers to its other businesses, ranging from commerce to capital to content, through a single platform, Jio, creating a multi-sided marketplace. Co-opetition. Balance interests. European automakers are partnering with tech companies, competition, and suppliers to combine complementary capabilities that will accelerate the development of connected, autonomous, shared, electric mobility, customer experience, and fintech as the auto customer demands mobility as a service. Enhance reach. With the shift in consumption habits, 43% of content consumed is learning-based. YouTube India is leveraging this through its monthly user base of more than 265 million users and 2,500 creator channels with more than 1 million subscribers to enhance Google India's reach in Bharat through influencer marketing. Strategy innovation. Open innovation. Advance with the help of crowd. With its touch-free freestyle dispenser machine, Coca-Cola allows its customers to mix their own flavors and invent their own drink. This model of open innovation helps the company evaluate ideas of a new product line, putting the crowd at the core of its product innovation. Innovate with the help of existing customers. Lego's shared vision strategy involves customers through a website where they can design their own Lego sets using a 3D application. Other customers engage by voting for the best idea, which is later considered by the company for a new product. Open innovation enables Lego to quickly innovate as 60% of its product line changes every year. Real-time information transfer. Enhance product-to-customer communication. Alexa is capable of controlling 85,000 smartphone products and processing billions of interactions a week, generating huge quantities of customer data. The device aims to offer assistance informed by the user's actions and preferences, allowing Amazon to influence transactions on an intuitive level. Enable product-to-product infrastructure communication. The data generated from products is used to decentralize manufacturing or stocking, as well as produce better products. Each dress in a Zara store contains an RFID, which sends a communication to the stockroom once sold. Automakers are testing the V2V and V2I connectivity to increase the level of automation levels in a vehicle. Siemens uses RFIDs to let a product talk to a machine to produce similar products while incorporating usage patterns. Omnichannel strategy. move close to the customers physically. More than 98% retail sales in India take place through physical stores. Multiple digital companies such as Flipkart, Lenskart, Kartdekho, which have tremendous online presence and popularity, have opened offline stores to attract brick and mortar customers. The average conversion rates in a physical store climb up to 3x to 4x as compared to its digital counterpart. Expand digitally. Indian automaker Maruti Suzuki, which sells about one out of every two cars sold in the country, has put digital at the center of its strategies. The original equipment manufacturer has digitized 21 out of 26 touch points in a car purchase journey and is looking at a digital approach for the remaining point, such as test drive and delivery. Digital is contributing about 35% to the inquiries, a 7x jump from financial year 18. Customer relevance and acquisition. Focus on customer lifetime value. Zappos saw that customers, including its most valuable ones, buying the most expensive shoes, have a return rate of 50%. With a high focus on customer lifetime value, the company offered a 365-day return policy with free shipping and no return charges, eventually helping them increase repeat transactions, conversions, and delivering wow through their service. Optimize customer journey. Amazon's audience-specific awareness campaigns, its one-click purchase widget, the tailored recommendations basis customers' search data, the volumes of relevant reviews, etc., are steps taken by the company to personalize its customers' journey. Research states that 80% customers are influenced to transact as a result of customized marketing. Establish two-way brand communication. Zomato's marketing strategy displays the company's focus on interaction. Along with garnering feedback from customers, the company's communications aim to involve participation from users as well as other companies, helping them garner a whopping 1.4 million followers on microblogging site Twitter, eventually leading to high consideration and preference rates. Shift from storytelling to story making. With a shift in content consumption from a group format over television to an individualistic format over the web, MasterCard realized that rather than hearing brand stories, customers want to be a part of the story. The company has changed its approach to connect with consumers by collaborating with them to create personalized communications. In other words, MasterCard enables customers to create stories they tell their friends and act as an evangelist to the company. Management innovation. Approach. Build a culture of rapid experimentation. Booking.com runs more than 25,000 experiments a year. Billions of landing page permutations are live, which means that at any given time, two viewers at the same location are unlikely to see the same version of their website. The culture of rapid experimentation helped the company transform from an entry-level startup to the world's largest online accommodation platform in a span of 20 years. Look across set boundaries. Companies are looking beyond region, application, features, and channels to capture their next set of clientele. Whether it's India-based Jio creating an ecosystem around its offering, or US-based Tesla leapfrogging from personal to mass mobility, companies in the digital age compete with the help of network effects and complementary products, rather than product differentiation or low-cost positioning. Restructuring. Align agile teams. IBM and Google have perfected the art of keeping multiple management layers of an organization aligned to a shared strategy with the help of goal-setting framework, OKR, and the team management approach of quick response teams, which are being nurtured with the help of digital tools. This centralized organizational model is particularly preferred by companies to help their teams cross-collaborate while still being more localized, eventually supporting the company to scale their people. Develop the core. With the electronic trade squeezing margins and institutional clients moving their trade in-house, Goldman Sachs built a software as a service platform offering data solutions and advisory to its existing clients. The company opened its platform to new clients and also to its competition to create a multi-sided marketplace, helping them upsell its high-margin services. The company now is strengthening its core by regulating stakeholders on its platform and innovating with the help of accelerators, investment in companies, JVs, and partnerships. Skill management. Focus on skill development or acquisition. PwC's New World, New Skill program offered skill building opportunities in the field of leadership, data analytics, software process automation, artificial intelligence, etc., to its 2.8 lakh employees worldwide through an investment of $3 billion over a period of 4 years. The company believes that it's critical to ensure that people have the skill they need to succeed in the digital world. Data is the new oil, and companies need people with skills to refine and extract value from this important resource. Leverage AI to sustain. LinkedIn uses artificial intelligence and machine learning in ways like giving users the right job recommendations, encouraging them to connect with someone, or providing them with helpful content insights in their platform feeds. For their enterprise customers, services include helping a salesperson predict the responsiveness of their leads, serving relevant advertising to companies, or helping a recruiter find new talent pools. In the background, AI is also used in making sure that users are protected from harmful content and the notifications sent to users are informative. The matchmaking enabled by AI helped the company saw 30% increase in job applications through jobs you may be interested in, 40% increase in general job applications, 45% increase in in-mail response rates, and 20% better article recommendations year on year. Re-evaluate performance. Companies are providing real-time performance feedbacks to their employees with the help of tools, training, and evaluation criteria that hold stable or equivalent definitions of abstract qualities such as strategic thinking, leadership potential, business acumen, etc. These tools are rerouted on multiple criteria to eliminate unconscious biases that may influence performance evaluations. Displaying and managing objectivity is the main aim. As businesses innovate their business models, strategies, and management practices, they improve their chances to manage the turbulence caused by digital disruption in their operating revenue. The business ecosystem is getting democratized with the digital play, opening the playground to multiple players across industries. Decision-making that impacts the core of the company will be the key to address such dynamics and will help re-establish businesses.